came to our house. I hear him say he can fix the septic system or something. And my mother tells him that he should maybe come back when my father's home. From the hallway, I see him, tall, wiry, red-faced, red-haired. He says, sure, he can come back later, of course. Just want you to know, I never had no problems with colors living here. No matter what the neighbors say, I always thought colored women were the most beautiful women on the earth. And you know, I'd be willing to cut a deal to get some of this work done you need around here. Cut a deal with a fine colored woman like yourself, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean. I step out then, from the hallway. He draws back, surprised. I walk past both him and my mother into the kitchen. I open the silverware drawer and I pull out a knife. I will it to be sharper than the butter knife it is, but it is steel. And I will stab this red-headed man with it. I am only 9, but I will stab this man. Or I will break glass, or I will find fire. I know this, like I know the sky is blue, like I know the taste of a summer peach. I know I will kill this person. I just been drinking a glass of milk, washing the Flintstones, but I know with utter certainty that I will kill him or perish in the process. Almost as if it has already happened, I know it. I walk back into the living room, clutching the knife tight in my fist. Maybe he's already decided to take his leave. Or maybe he sees the cold rage in a 9-year-old boy's eyes. He places his cap back on his head, nods to my mother, and backs out the front door. From the window, I see him get into his truck and pull off. I throw the knife into the sink, walk past my mother, go back into my room, but the anger doesn't subside. The rage doesn't leak away, instead it builds. My skin feels hot. My jaw clutched tight. I see myself ending the red-faced man in different ways, with knives and guns and scarves and sticks and shards. And I wonder if, in another world, there waits another me, sitting in his room, not clenched, not furious, but relaxed, sitting in the same chair after washing the blood from a butter knife.